Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In my hand, I hold two pieces of my broken bumper.
He has a weapon.
Actually, this thing, man, you get carved up by this thing. Whew, dagger, baby. Yeah, it's been a morning. Those of you that have been in fender benders know, even though you are very lucky to avoid major, major damage, either to your own being or to your car, as I did this morning, those of you that have been in fender benders, which I understand happens all the time, you know how not fun it is. And that's what happened to your boy this morning at perhaps the worst spot imaginable, in the second to right lane of 66 within a couple hundred yards. I eat breakfast a couple hundred yards away. A couple hundred yards away from the exit to 495 south. And then 495 north comes right after that, which is where I had to go because I had a breakfast meeting in Tyson's Corner this morning at 9:30. I was not doing anything wrong. I was just conservatively trying to get to work. All of you people suck. All of you whack jobs out there that drive 90 miles an hour, you should all be hung by a external part of your body and made to suffer. All of you suck. But the situation that I dealt with and had to deal with is, for everybody that knows that area and knows how congested that area is, and knows how confusing it can be, because whoever built it designed it so that 495 North and 495 South were literally on top of each other, and nobody knows where they're going, and nobody knows what they're doing, and whoever designed it deserves not a peace prize, not a Nobel Peace Prize, not an award. They deserve, again, to be hung by their extremities because they're stupid. And they designed it terribly, and they designed it awfully, and that's, I believe, what happened. The reason why I believe that's what happened is because, well, the trigger reaction that was started by the person that caused the problem, he drove off. He took off. He had no interest in staying around. Why? Because while he caused the problem, he somehow did not get hit. That's right. He slammed on his brakes, I've been told, by one of the two other women involved in the accident, two other cars involved in the accident, and he slammed on his brakes, which caused the lead car of the cars that got damaged to slam on their brakes, and unfortunately she ran out of room and hit into his barely missed him. But because she had to so rapidly slam on her brakes, the car in front of me slammed on her brakes and went into that car, and I had to slam on my brakes, even though we were in traffic and we were not going very fast, 15 miles an hour, whatever it was, 20 miles an hour, maybe. And I went into the bumper, the passenger side bumper of the other car. So three cars directly involved, three cars with some sort of damage. Nobody got injured. In the second to right lane of 66, approaching within, again, 100 yards or so, 150 yards of 495 South. There is no shoulder. There is nowhere to pull over. Again, whoever designed it is an absolute moron. I say this every day. I just avoid it for the most part every day. Whoever designed this area should never, ever, ever get to design a highway or a merge or a junction point ever again. It should be illegal. It's not. We live in a very, very, very dumb country. And the person that caused this is probably having a great day. No damage. No nothing. They didn't have to stay around. But we, the three of us, had nowhere to pull over. There was literally nowhere to pull over at this junction. If you know what area I'm talking about, right at 495 and 66, there is no shoulder. There's an express lane. There's multiple lanes in the other, and there's multiple exits, and it's very confusing, and there's no pullover, and there's no safety spot, and all the idiots behind us were mad because we decided, the three of us, decided to stay in the middle lane until we, or in the second to right lane, I should say, until we could exchange insurance information and contact information and wait for the police. But the police never came because of how congested it was. And ultimately, after about 15 minutes or so, we decided we got to get out of here. We've got to move away because, again, we're holding up all sorts of traffic. This is at 9:30 this morning. And so we decided all to go our separate ways after exchanging information. But that's because, again, whoever designed it is an absolute moron. And the person that triggered it, who walked away scot-free, is an absolute idiot. And everyone caused this except for the people that actually now have to deal with this. And yes, you can make an argument like stupid insurance companies do and stupid police investigations do that it's your fault no matter what. No, 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 no. I know that's what the dumbass law says, and the dumbass law is just that, the dumbass law. I did not cause anything. The person in front of me that I hit did not cause anything. The person in front of her did not cause anything. The person that walked away without any damage to his car, without any problems, is the one that caused it. That person is probably having a nice lunch right now and enjoying their day. The people that got hit, the people that now have to pay, insurance companies deal with all that nonsense, car repairs, what have you, are the people that suffered. The people that designed that interchange, again, should never, ever, 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 ever be involved in highway construction whatsoever under any circumstances at all, period. And how the state or the Commonwealth of Virginia allows that interchange to go the way it goes and the way it's designed is absolutely criminal. And if you can't tell, I'm really upset. I'm really upset because I wasn't speeding. I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't paying attention, switching radio stations. I had the junkies on. I wasn't drinking coffee. I wasn't eating. I wasn't smoking a cigarette. I wasn't scratching my ankle. I wasn't petting my dog. I wasn't doing anything other than driving in a highly, highly, highly congested area at a very, very low rate of speed. And logic still got to me. Still caught me up. And now I have to deal with it. And now I have to clean it up. Thankfully, the car seems to be okay outside of some minor damage. And again, I've got two jagged pieces of my plastic covering to my front vent cover near my headlight with me. I might carve AMAC and Cowboy B up with one of these two pieces just so that they could feel my pain.
You might. You already did.
I just showed
I'm adding to that police report.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, good for you. There was no police report.
Criminal. He just said it on air. Mm. Get him, boys.
Anyway, I want to apologize for anybody that was stuck behind us, that got annoyed, that got mad, that we didn't pull over. Guess what? If you know that area that I'm talking about, there is no place to pull over. There's absolutely no shoulder. There's absolutely nowhere to go. Not my fault. The two women that were driving the two cars that also got damaged, that were in front of me, not their fault. By the letter of the law, it might be their fault. The law sucks. The law is stupid in a lot of cases. The law doesn't make sense in a lot of cases. The law doesn't tell the whole story. Those two women, they are innocent bystanders, innocent victims, just like me. But while homie is out having a nice lunch right now, I hope he's proud that he caused a 3-car accident and caused thousands of dollars worth of damage and headaches and hassles and almost caused injury and further damage. But we got lucky. So that's how we start the show. As a result, I've been dealing with that. I did make it to my breakfast meeting. And I did take care of business on that end, in Tyson's, then driving here, they decided to cover up a exit sign so nobody could see it because of construction. I don't know why that was the case. That cost me an extra 15 minutes because I had to go do the loop-de-loop around Cardi Rock and, over the American Legion Bridge. That was awesome. That was fun. So we have had quite the morning and still got to go up to Baltimore tonight after the show to get ready for Army-Navy tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun. We will have lots of guests tomorrow, so we won't have really a lot of time for phone calls, if any. So today will be really the last day for that. We might have an opportunity to squeeze in a call or two tomorrow, but that's probably about it. We'll have plenty of Army-Navy flavor. We will have some WWE flavor because Saturday night's main event and John Cena's retirement match is at Capital One Arena on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, nationally televised on Peacock, which is NBC's digital arm, if you will. Not on NBC like it used to be, on Peacock, but John Cena's retirement match against Gunther, a guest on this show about 2 years ago, will supposedly be the lead to Saturday night's main event at Capital One Arena. I don't know if there's tickets still available. Last time I checked, there was. If you can afford it and it's an expensive ticket, please do so if you're a big John Cena guy or girl and wrestling fan. But we will have a little WWE flavor on the show tomorrow. We're expected to talk with Obafemi, who is going against Cody Rhodes on Saturday night. and as well Javon Evans. So we will talk to both of those guys tomorrow, along with a number of Army-Navy guests. And Harvey Grant's going to join us. He's with an ambassador of the Washington Wizards, and of course the brother of Horace, and his wife works in the military. So we'll talk a little Wizards basketball and NBA and Army-Navy there. Tim Pernetti, the commissioner of the AAC, will join us. That's the conference that Army-Navy is in. We had him on the show last year as well. Hugh Douglas will join us from WIP in Philly. The former Eagle and Jet will join us as well. Rich DeMarco and Joe Miller, the play-by-play voices of Army and Navy, will join us as well, and we'll get to remember our friend Pete Medhurst, who was not able to call last year's Army-Navy game at Northwest Stadium because he was very sick and in the hospital, and as you know, Pete passed away in late January, so we will remember Pete with the voices of Army and Navy because this game meant so much to Pete. So an opportunity to do that. Also, who else is going to join us? Brian Jones? Is it Brian Jones from CBS? I think it's Brian Jones. One of the CBS sports college football analysts going to join us before the show is out as well. So we got a lot to do tomorrow. Not as much to do, quite honestly, today. Yesterday, we were jam-packed with guests in the 3 o'clock hour. Joe Theismann, if you missed it, go check it out on the Odyssey podcast feed. AMAX got you covered every show, every hour, every segment. Everything clearly labeled. You can listen to Joey T on Notre Dame, on the college football playoff, on the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, and who he's looking out for in the NFL, plus his thoughts on Army-Navy after going to the event for the first time last year. You can check that out as well on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And as well, Emory Hunt from CBS Sports HQ and CBS Sports Network joined us, and he talked and weighed in on all things Commanders, and he was very understanding of Jaden Daniels' struggles and Cliff Kingsbury and some of the things that you guys are not happy with. All right, speaking of Cliff Kingsbury, he spoke to the media today, and one of the things that I heard and one of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention was that Cliff Kingsbury just felt last week's failure was largely because of the creativity of the Minnesota Vikings and getting behind early. I'm going to tell you when we come back if I agree with that or not. And why? Or why not? I agree or disagree. That's next on the Team 980. Just getting rocking and rolling on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We should have played Prince probably last week, right? Leading into Minnesota? But it's never a bad time to play Prince, so let me just say that.
I mean, Raspberry Beret. It's just, you know.
I love that album, by the way.
It's great. It's absolutely great. Welcome in, everybody. So in case you're just joining us, I did get involved in a minor fender bender. I've said what I had to say. I wanted to get it out of the way. And my annoyance level is at all time high, but I am safe and I am largely okay. So Cliff Kingsbury spoke to the media. We'll turn around some of the sound for you. But one of the things that he talked about that I heard on my way in, and as I was stuck in some traffic, is, well, two things that jumped out to me. One, he said, and I'm quoting from Ben Standig's Twitter feed here, at Ben Standig, quote, "There weren't a lot of great calls in that game, and that's on me." He also talked about, again, as part of that answer, not a great game plan. Obviously, the execution was off. They didn't score any points. They came close, but they didn't score any points. And they fell apart after that first drive fell apart. And I disagree that he didn't give them any chance to score. He did. We can, though, at the same time, be adults and acknowledge that it was not a well-played game in any way, shape, or form, nor a well-called game, nor a good game plan. Or, as my guy Linnell Willigham would scream about, and he's always screaming, a good protection plan. Now, let me also say this. Cliff Kingsbury did what many want all head coaches, all coordinators, all quarterbacks, and I presume players, bosses, supervisors, whatever the case might be. And that is, he took public accountability. He took responsibility. So we don't have that issue. We have, hey man, the game plan wasn't great. Quote, there weren't a lot of great calls in that game, and that's on me. Right? So we don't have that issue of somebody throwing others underneath the bus and not taking accountability, which you guys blame coaching for everything, and you give credit to coaching for most things, but really blame coaches for everything. I, as you know, homie, don't do that. I don't do that. And I'm homie in this case. I don't do that, but I know how important it is to many of you. And people in the NFL and in professional sports would say, look, I forget who said it earlier this week. I think maybe Jay Gruden said it. Maybe it was Jay. I can't remember. You know, or somebody said it. I can't remember. Maybe it was somebody on Monday Night Countdown. I can't remember. Like, when you win, oh, Rex Ryan said it. That's who it was. Rex Ryan. When you win, it's about we and us. When you lose, it's about me and I. In some form, I might be slightly altering the words, but you get the point. When you win as a team. When you lose as an individual. Yes, you lose in the subcontext of a team, but you lose, hey, you take accountability. I've got to be better. I've got to play better. I've got to coach better. I've got to plan better. I got to call plays better. I've got to do this better. And that's what Cliff Kingsbury did. That's what Cliff Kingsbury did. So we don't have that issue to deal with. But we do have the issue of, hey, man, why was the plan so bad? Now, I would just say this. The first drive, the plan wasn't bad. I mean, the first passing play of the game, it goes for 28 yards. It's a beautiful little, go route that turns into a sideline out. And it goes for 28 yards, and it's perfect pitch and catch. Terry, Jaden, everything's great. Protection's great. Throws great. Reads great. Catch is great. And boom. And you're like, oh, we're back. And then it doesn't fall apart after that. Right? There's a screen to Debo for 15 yards on 3rd and 12, I want to say. There's a big run by Chris Rodriguez that gets them within the 5. Then on 1st and goal from the 5, 6-ish yard line, they run Chris Rodriguez. He gets about 3.5 yards, so they have 2nd and goal from the 2, 2.5. And this is where it gets squirrely. The play, the offensive line leak to Brandon Coleman, who couldn't even get in a uniform for like 5 weeks, is the call that they choose to make. Jaden is way late in making it. He's open. It should have been a touchdown, but it looks like a bad call because A, it doesn't work, and B, because people are like, yeah, let's not do that. And then the third down, Jaden scrambles to his right under pressure by Jonathan Allen. Rolls out incomplete under pressure. No problem with that. Right decision. It happens. It's going to happen. Fourth down. Jaden, they go for it. Throws a seed. Debo stumbles just a little bit in the back part of the end zone. Goes off his hands. He should have caught it. He doesn't. Fourth down, incomplete. Commanders walk away empty and then proceed to give up a 98-yard, 19-play drive. Game over. Turn out the lights. The party was over at that point. But the problem is the Commanders then still had to play, quite honestly, 2.5 quarters, and it only got worse. Not only did they go 3-and-out on the next series, not only did they, of course, not score any points in the first half, didn't score any points in the second half either, they threw a terrible interception to Andrew Van Ginkel. Then Marcus Mariota throws another bad interception on a bad overthrow, and you know the deal, right? So there is no denying that Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator and play caller, created some of that mess and is responsible for some of that mess. Now, he's not solely responsible. He's not going to talk about who else is responsible, but you have to use your logic, your theory, your common sense and say, well, Jaden Daniels wasn't very good. Marcus Mariota wasn't very good. The offensive line wasn't good enough. Guys didn't make catches that had to make catches. They didn't get any contributions out of certain guys. They didn't target certain guys. All sorts of reasons. But here's one thing that I will say, and I know people don't want to hear this. That Minnesota front, that's not Denver, man. That's not Seattle. That's not San Francisco. That's not the LA Rams. It's my opinion. My opinion. I can't prove this to you. It's my opinion that defensive front and the way they fake blitzes, line up the line of scrimmage, drop in, drop out, rush. My opinion is that was the most difficult, visually defense that they faced and that they had to face. Do I expect you to get shut out? Absolutely not. That's inexcusable. No reason for it. Do I expect you to have serious problems with it? Yes. I thought they would be able to scratch out 20 points. Boy, was I wrong. But the more and more I think about it, and maybe I didn't give enough credit to this earlier in the week, that Minnesota Vikings defense just looks different. It may not be as good as Seattle or the Rams or the Eagles when they're clicking or the Chargers when they're clicking. It may not be. Or the Chiefs when they're on. It may not be that way. But it is damn difficult to face. And maybe, just maybe, we're blaming Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, the offensive line, the wide receivers, the offense as a whole. Maybe a little bit too much for what is a very difficult matchup for anyone. But maybe, perhaps, and I don't watch every Vikings game, maybe perhaps the most difficult looking, the way they sell it, the way they move, the way they line up, the way they make you have Hershey squirts in your underwear, defense that they faced all year. Again, no excuse for not scoring a point. But there's a reason why they look so bad and why they struggled. And maybe it's not just because they're incompetent. Maybe it's just a tip of the cap to Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings defense. So I wanted to get that out of the way. Next, I wanted to tackle something that Cliff Kingsbury also said. Okay? And that goes back to August. And maybe even beyond that. We'll tackle that next after a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Here's what's trending on the Team 980.
All right, the Commanders on the practice field right now. Of course, Jaden Daniels did practice yesterday despite being ruled out. Marcus Mariota going to get the start against AMAX New York Giants Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Of course, Zach Ertz officially put on IR. Now, from Pittsburgh, scary situation here. TJ Watt, of course, the Steelers' preeminent pass rusher, is in a local hospital for further lung evaluation after experiencing discomfort at the practice facility for the Steelers on Wednesday. His status for Monday's game against the Miami Dolphins is in question, according to a team statement. He will not, of course, practice TJ Watt today for the Steelers. Elsewhere, the Baltimore Ravens and Travis Jones have reached a contract extension, a 3-year contract extension, and have avoided a grievance on whether the nose tackle would become an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. The extension, worth $40.5 million, keeps him under contract through 2028. Kind of a weird situation there. Thursday night football tonight, and it's right here on the Team 980. It is the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins at 4-9. No Drake London against the Tampa Bay Bucks, who have lost 3 in a row. 7-6. They might get Mike Evans back. 8:15. Again, the kickoff coverage right here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, over on the Fan, it's a big showdown in division between the two top teams in the division. Is 18-9-2, Carolina comes to Capital One Arena for 18-9-3, Washington off of a 3-day break. 7 o'clock puck drop, 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you can hear Cliff Kingsbury kind of talk tepidly there about never being able to establish a rhythm, never having that cohesion, never having that ability to kind of work together. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. If you look all the way back, Terry McLaurin's absence from practices extended way beyond the beginning of training camp, right? And we know what happened in training camp. Think about this. Noah Brown was hurt early June. Missed some practice time. Nobody thought he was going to be ready for training camp. Then, shockingly, he is. And he lasts less than 2 days. And he's out all of camp. And doesn't come back until after their final preseason game. Then you had the defection of, through choice, free agency, what have you, no Diami Brown, no Alamide Zaccheaus, and no, Jameson Crowder, right? So you have no Terry, you have no Noah Brown, you have no Alamide Zaccheaus, you have no Jameson Crowder, no Diami Brown. But you do have Luke McCaffrey. You do have rookie Jalen Lane. You do have Ja'Cory Brooks, who the fan base fell in love with, gaga over, because he made one catch in New England. You did have Chris Moore. You did have, what would we have done without Michael Gallup? And KJ Osborne, who, man, let me tell you, that was one hell of a signing that this team made. Woo. KJ Osborne, boy, was he good. Boy, was he you get the point. Then they trade Brian Robinson. There's no Sam Cosmi. Laremy Tunsil's off every other day. They're rotating in at left guard. They got a rookie at right tackle. Zach Ertz is out every other day. Am I missing anything? Got a rookie at running back in Bill. Am I missing anything? I don't think so. Maybe I am. I don't know. But Cliff's not wrong. Cliff's right. It was a disaster waiting to happen all the way back to May. And I never toot my own horn, ever. Ever. I never toot my own horn. I never pat myself on the back. But man, was I bleeping right. When I said all offseason, hey, you know what? What worries me is no De'Ami Brown, no Jamison Crowder, no Olamide Zaccheaus. And we knew about De'Ami and Zaccheaus in mid-March. So it's not like they just found out about that on August 1st. I said, yeah, it's great. Yeah, hopefully Deebo Samuel's better. And maybe he is. But for whatever reason, and injuries and contract holdout are the two biggest reasons, but maybe there is something to be said for cohesion and familiarity and knowing each other at the wide receiver position specifically. So Cliff's not wrong. So maybe we're putting too much blame on Cliff, on Jaden, on whatever, for A, being shut out, B, largely being a disappointment since early on in the season. Because I would say through the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, all of you guys were telling me how great the offense was still. And I was, you know, I wasn't quite there with you. I was worried. I was seeing it. I was pointing it out on this show if you were with me. But they were still putting up 27, 28 points, 30 points, whatever it was, a game. But there was something not right. And you could see it from training camp. You could see it. When this secondary, which stinks, by the way, dominated the offense pretty much every day. You could see it. You could feel it. You could sense it. Then you could see it in the regular season, for God's sakes. If you didn't see it in the preseason, you say, preseason doesn't matter. You could see it in the early part of the regular season. They were not sharp. They were not crisp against the Giants. They were not sharp or good or crisp or anything against Green Bay. Granted, short week, good defense, blah, 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 all that. But Cliff's not wrong. So the question at 45 minutes after the hour, does Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels, and the offense as a whole deserve a mulligan for this year's inconsistent, up and down, topsy-turvy that they've emanated from their orifices? Whatever this is, do they get a mulligan? Do they deserve the benefit of the doubt that 10 things, not one thing, 10 things conspired to go against them? And that's why the numbers, the performance, the consistency, the everything feels not off, way off. And some of us were touting this early on in the season. Some of us that live by DVOA told you, oh, their DVOA is great. Oh, they're tremendous. They're stars on offense. Some of us that use our eyes and common sense told you, I'm worried. Something doesn't look right. Jaden's throwing behind people. They're not in rhythm. Guys aren't ready. Guys aren't getting separation. Chris Moore can't catch anything but a cold. Noah Brown gets hurt getting off the trainer's table. Terry is pissed, or pissed might be strong, not happy. Luke McCaffrey hasn't exactly developed. Jalen Lane's got some issues, so on and so forth. The question is, at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, and this is how we'll obviously start and get the meat of our show, and we got plenty more to do. Does the offense this year, with what you've heard Cliff say, about lack of rhythm, cohesion, practice time, chemistry together, this, that, and the other thing. What you've heard me say, an outline, going all the way back to March. Does that create a mulligan in your eyes? Meaning, are you okay if they decide to bring back Cliff and most of the, or all of the, offensive staff. If they decide, hey, you know what? Most of our money, most of our resources, draft and free agency, have to go on defense. The offense is going to have to figure it out. And it's not going to be exactly that way because Debo's a free agent. Noah Brown's a free agent. You get the point. Laremy Tunsil, they're going to have to pay. So on and so forth. Does the offense deserve a mulligan? 148, Team 980, your call. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Don't you dare go anywhere. We're streaming live. If you're not in the DMV area listening on the Team 980, on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, anywhere you go, that's how you can catch us live on the show.
Tough season on him, there's no doubt. That's football. It's unfortunate that's happened. But, you know, offensively, we've got to keep building and try to get better. Sunday wasn't acceptable on any level, coaching or playing. And so that's our main focus now this week is making some massive improvements before Sunday.
Once again, coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, how do you make massive improvements when yet again, because of injury, presumably, you're missing a major, major piece of what you were planning, what you were hoping, what you were trying to get at? And the question is does the Commanders' offensive unit, Cliff Kingsbury at the top of it in 2025, deserve a mulligan for all the things that have gone wrong? Some things out of his control. Some things in his control. Do you bring it back in 2026 with limited interruption? Or do you kind of rip it apart? 301-230-0980. Let's get to Mark and Largo on the Mark and Largo show right here on the Team 980. Hey. Hello, Mark and Largo show.
Hey, Chris, look, before I get started, man, I want to make an apology yesterday, too. I was out of line for what I said about Dr. Sabat. Dr. Sabat, I want to apologize to you personally for what I said yesterday. Attacking you personally was not the way to go. This is America. We all have freedom of speech, freedom to express our viewpoints, no matter how, whatever it is. And I think you being an avid fan for this team is great for the team and great for the organization. So I do want to apologize to you, Dr. Sabat, and to you, Chris, too, as well, for bringing this on the show. So I just want to apologize to you as well as far as what happened, Chris. And I just want to say that. And I wanted to get that out. And I hope you accept my apology for what I said.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just, you know, like, I don't mind callers and listeners to this show, you know, teasing each other, getting a little rambunctious with each other. What I do want to avoid is, you know, slinging dirty laundry or getting, you know, individual agendas instead of what we're trying to talk about. So,
absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. Look, now, having said all that, and I hope me and Dr. Sabah are square on that. Chris, you know what was funny is you and I should be, you know, remember that show came out when we were teenagers, Miami Vice?
Sure.
You and I should be Commander's Vice because you and I have been talking about this. I called your show the day he had that press conference, and everybody from the junkies and everyone else was saying, oh, this is Cliff attacking Terry. No, it wasn't. It was about Cliff attacking Adam. And this is the question you need to be asking. You need to bump that question you just asked about should they give him a second chance. The question is, does Cliff want to stay here? Because, yes, working with Jaden is a great gem for him and probably the best quarterback he's ever worked with. No doubt about that. At the same point, if you're not going to give Cliff and Jaden the talent, then why stay here? What you're starting to see right now is fractions of that's pointing directly at Adam Peters. Everything is, I mean, what you're trying to say, what you're saying, what everybody is saying, I think it's pointing directly at Adam Peters. And Chris, you and I have been talking about this for 6 months.
Yeah, listen, I think AP did give Cliff some more help than I think you think in Tunsil, drafting Connerly.
Right.
You know, drafting Jalen Lane, so on and so forth. However, bringing in Debo, again, you know I was very, 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 very concerned about the mass departure of cohesion and rhythm and whatnot at wide receiver. And then on top of that, I didn't have a problem with them trading Brian Robinson. I didn't. But I was under the impression that we were going to settle on. I was under the impression we were going to settle on one quarter, one lead back, and that hasn't happened.
Here's the other issue with that too, Chris, and I think this needs to be said too. Everyone talks about Debo. Debo's putting up good numbers, but the problem I have with Debo, and I've said this to you, I've said this to everyone. Look at Debo when he catches the ball. If he catches the ball, either he's falling down or he's not moving. It's like he's trying to make these stutter moves instead of moving to get in space. Whereas when Zacchaeus is making a catch, this is just right now in Chicago, in space, he is very tough to deal with. Very tough to deal with. De'Ami Brown is someone who can stretch the field and he can get down on the field. And he's the other guy that you could say outside of Terry that you have to worry about because he can do the deep patterns and stuff. They don't have. That's the biggest problem right now. Outside of Scary Terry, you don't have anyone that Jaden can say, I can comfortably go deep with this guy.
No, I got you. I got you. Mark, I got to jump in because we're out of time. Okay. We got to go. I appreciate you, as always, but good call, and I appreciate you apologizing. It's not that big of a deal. And, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Dr. Sabah was already listening, and she tweeted that she accepts the apology you know, it's all for fun and good. I just don't want people beating up on each other. Yeah, razz a little bit, tease a little bit, have fun, bust chops a little bit, no problem. I just don't, you know, just got to watch, like, it's kind of an imaginary line. We want to have a healthy respect but fun on the show for each other. Even if somebody annoys you, it's okay to say, person's annoying. I don't like what they said. Whatever, just, you know. Try and find that sweet fine line. 158, Team 980. Stay with us. Hour number two. The NFL has decided to do something in April. I don't know if I like it. I don't like it. Next on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.